I grew up in Atlanta, went to school there and lived abroad for a while when I was a kid and came back to Georgia and eventually went to university here and met my wife and then we got married and a couple of days later moved to England where I went to grad school and she worked.
Okay.
Then moved to New York City where we started our careers and started our family, had a couple of kids and came back to Athens a couple of years ago.
Did you grow up thinking you'd be an artist?
I did, yeah.
Why?
My mom's an artist. She was my art teacher. And it just when I figured out I wasn't going to play in the NBA, and art was for me.
Can you describe your art for listeners who have not seen it?
I could try. It's very detail oriented. It's about a process as much as it's about the content in the work. So it's very, very laborious mark making, and then I cut one line of work. I cut it out with a little X-Acto knife, and then I have all the pieces left that I reassemble sort of into collages. And then with a different line of work, it's the same sort of type of mark making, but it's just with a pen, very detailed, trying to draw things from sight as accurately as possible, then going back in with a little paintbrush and painting around my marks.
Sometimes your work is cut paper, other times it's ink drawings, perhaps accented with paint, as you just mentioned. How do you decide when to work in which medium?
Well, I sort of let the process dictate and sort of let my body, my hand starts to hurt. The reason I sort of started these parallel lines of work is that basically my hand would cramp up doing the cutting. And then so I wanted to have something else I could do. And just the way I held the brush is my hand was fine. And so it was out of necessity and sort of a practicality that had these parallel lines of work. And I see them very closely related aesthetically. A lot of people think they're very different, but the sort of that obsessive mark making and the laborious process and then sort of the images that are actually the things that you see, they overlap a lot.
Tell us what we're going to see when we come visit.
You're going to see my home. It's a great house that was designed by the first female architect, registered architect in the state of Georgia.
Oh, wow.
My studio's at home.
Are we going to see some works in progress?
See some works in progress.
Are we going to see some finished works as well?
You'll see some finished works. Yeah, I always have lots of projects going on. There's always new work, and there's work that I keep for myself that'll be there. And yeah.
When you decide to keep one for yourself, what usually is the deciding factor there? You just can't let it go, or is it
My wife. If she wants it, then I'll keep it.
Gotcha.
I try not to keep too much of my work around, but that's probably a bad strategy from a long-term perspective. So my wife started to sort of just say, "Oh, this one's staying." And
Yeah,
I said, "Okay, all right."
yeah. Samuel Stabler, WUGA's featured artist in residence this month. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The event is Saturday, March 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. For more information or to RSVP, you can reach Abby Thaxton at thaxtona@uga.edu or 706-542-9842. Space is limited. To hear the full discussion with Samuel Stabler, check out our podcast at WUGA.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.